Morning.
Morning.
Well, it's nice to see everyone out this morning. Some of you were here yesterday. A few of you were not here yesterday. So kind of starting off just a little bit of an overview from yesterday. Three lessons yesterday really started off strong. As a group, we met one time. Kind of come through and we come up with the lessons and who was going to do what. And I was a little intimidated my first time up here doing something like this, where the other three mentors of mine have done it quite often. So, you know, it was a little scary thinking about this, working through my lesson. But after hearing the three lessons yesterday, I felt a little bit better because a lot of the things that I have in my lesson today, some of you have already heard some of it from the last three lessons. But that just shows you that we are in fellowship with each other and we, you know, are seeing the same thing, hearing the same words, bringing the same words out when these lessons are necessary. So today I'm just going to kind of give you an overview of my new Christian journey. So I'm going to start out. A lot of this was used a lot yesterday. Acts 2:42. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to the fellowship, to the breaking of the bread, to prayer. Josh did a deeper dive into this yesterday and really brought more contents to it. I was kind of just using it as my opening scripture. But after Josh did a little deeper dive yesterday, it made it easier for me again today because I was just going to throw a scripture up there. Josh explained it a lot better. But this is kind of a journey, my journey. This is going to be an overview of a new Christian and how fellowship with God, family changes you. I started to have some things change in my life. I made a decision to start going to church. Thought change could be good. I thought this might be a good time for me to make some changes in my life. So I made the decision, started coming to the church, and then my life was turned upside down. I hit rock bottom. My marriage, my business partnership, my job, my kids' lives, my extended family, my health all come crashing in on me to the point that I passed out and had a mini stroke. It really opened my eyes to what life itself and what can do to you in a quick instance of the moment. So I, you know, had a lot of friends and family around, and I kind of made some decisions. And one of the decisions was to start a new beginning. And there I am, new beginning. In the darkness, by myself at the time, you know, it was the start though. It was my start. When someone becomes a Christian, everything changes. You step out of the darkness into the light. You go from being lost to be found. You move from living for yourself to living for Christ. But that new beginning does not end at salvation. It starts there. God doesn't just save us to sit alone. He calls us into fellowship. First with Him and then with His people, the church. When we say yes to Jesus, we say yes to family. God's family. Colossians 1:18. He is also the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he himself will come first place in everything. God wins everything. God is the leader of everything. We're second. One days ago, March 7th, 2021, I was baptized into Christ. The darkness washed away. I rose in a new light, a new me. Fellowship with God, the heart of life of the Christian life, God being our head of this body of ours, stepping out of the light, darkness into the light. Being a new Christian is like starting a brand new relationship. At first, you're learning how to talk to God, how to hear his voice, how to follow his lead. You don't have to have all the answers. You just have to have the willing heart to listen. James 4, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Fellowship with God means spending time with him through prayer, worship, and his word. God doesn't just want you on Sunday mornings. He wants you every day. He wants to walk with you in struggles and in victories. Fill you with his spirit. When you spend time with him, peace replaces anxiety and strengthens fear. Fellowship with the church, the family of believers. God didn't design Christian lives to be lived in isolation. Hebrews 10, 24 through 25. And let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together. The early believers in Acts understood this. They met daily, prayed together, shared meals, helped one another, worshiped as one body. That's what true fellowship looks like. Being part of something bigger than yourself. The church is not a building, it's a body. 1 Corinthians 12:27. Each person is a vital part of it. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is part of it. Everyone in here is a part of this body. We all are here together. Just not on weekends, just not on Sundays, but throughout the week, someone's there. You're struggling. You're having a bad day. Pick up the phone. Give someone a call. There's always going to be somebody on the other line, someone to talk to. When one part hurts, we all hurt. When one rejoices, we all rejoice. That's why fellowship is powerful. It connects us who are walking the same journey. When you fall, someone else helps you up. When you are discouraged, someone prays for you. When you're growing, someone celebrates you. These people behind up on the screen are people that that helped me out in my lowest times. When you have family of believers, they help you pick you back up, show you the light. Family is fellowship. Fellowship is love to me. These are the people that were my strength at the time. Fellowship builds the blessing of fellowship. Fellowship builds strength. Fellowship brings accountability. Fellowship produces growth. In fellowship, God uses people to speak into your life. Maybe it's a word of encouragement, a reminder of scripture, simply just example of faithfulness. I received text messages. Joyce would send me a little verse here and there. Don would text me to check in. I had walks with Angela, walks with Brent. Me and Kip had a lot of walks together. Time just to sit around and talk and to get things off your chest at times. Just to have someone there to talk to is a strong thing. To have your kids there to talk to. The little things in life make some of the biggest help. Lifts you up the most. Proverbs 27:17. As iron sharpens irons, so one person sharpens another. You may not realize it, but God places people in your life, in the church, for a purpose. You have something to give and something to receive. Your story, your testimony, your experiences, all can be encouragement. Someone else, we gather together, whether it's in worship, prayer, or even casual fellowship. God moves us. His Spirit binds us together. We get together with men's meetings. Some of the men's get together on a Thursday night. We sit around. We talk about different subjects in the Bible. Some of the stories are obvious, pretty easy to understand as a new Christian. Sometimes these talks get a little bit off the wall, and you kind of go down some rabbit holes that you don't necessarily know about as a new Christian. But what is nice is to have the elder men around me to have these discussions so that me as a new Christian, I can pick up bits and pieces. Whether or not it's a conversation that goes way left, it's nice to see how we bring it back into the Word of God. It gives me a little bit better understanding on things that I may have questions for, but I was too scared to ask at times. Class time, individuals. Individuals like Jeanette and Amy Anderson, they open up their loving hearts. They tell stories that are close to their hearts, but they don't understand and they don't realize all the time. A lot of times that story that is their story helps others out too. When somebody's pouring their hearts out like that, it is easy to bring yourself into those situations or into that. You don't know how much of a blessing with that fellowship that we have, and being able to have some of these honest conversations helps me more than it probably helps you. I just really appreciate, hearing things from other people, because sometimes you feel like you're alone. We're not alone. A lot of times we have the same stories, but we just don't know how to put those stories out onto the table. So thank you for those words of encouragement, even though it's your heart that's pouring it out. Challenges as a new Christian. Let's be honest, being a new in faith can be challenging. You may face temptations and even oppositions. You may feel out of place at first, but that's why fellowship matters so much. Isolation is the enemy's playground. He loves when believers feel alone, but fellowship reminds us that we are not alone. When you stay connected to God and His people, you grow stronger. You learn faster. You fall less often. You stand firm in faith. If you stumble, and we all do, the church is there to help you get back up and not to judge you. Fellowship gives you grace, where the world gives you circumstances. I'm blessed to be a new Christian, get to see others be baptized into Christ, brothers like Kevin, Eric, new sisters like Annetta and Lila. This brings me to a story of a young man whose life has been hard. This young man who struggles with life knows the power of God, but just can't shut the door on Satan. He has a young daughter, and he knows the importance of God. So he asks for help to ensure his daughter gets to know God and the church. The guardian of this young girl has had fellowship with other Christians who has invited her to come to church in the past. A Sunday morning, this young woman and this young girl show up at church. Since that day, we have another sister in Christ. We get the pleasure of seeing that little girl bebop around the church. That's what I call fellowship. Growing together from new Christian to mature believer. Growth doesn't happen overnight, but it does happen through consequences of fellowship. 1 Peter 2:2. Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk so that by it you may grow in your salvation. We grow through worship. We grow through the word. We grow through serving others. We grow through community. When you connect deeply with God and the church, your roots of faith grow strong. Then when the storms come, they will. You'll stand firm because you're grounded in Him and surrounded by people. We all are the roots of everybody else. We're there to hold us strong in our faith, strong in our actions. Being there makes us grow better, stronger, and longer. The church responsibility. For those of you already walking with Christ, it's our responsibility to welcome, nurture new believers. We must be patient, encouraging, and real. New Christians need examples, not perfection. They need people who will walk beside them, not ahead of them. The fellowship of the church should reflect the love of Christ. Open arms, listening hearts, helping hands. My family always asked me to come to church. My two children grew up in the church. They at times were dragged here on Sunday mornings by their mother. I never was open to the idea. My Sundays were my day to get things done. I worked 5 days a week. I had 2 days off during the weekend. My thought was those 2 days were my time to get everything done around the house, to hold up my end of the home. But what I don't realize, and I didn't realize until now, that should have been my time to spend Sunday mornings with my wife and my children, to become stronger with them, to have more family time. But I was selfish. I was a sinner. I felt like I'd be judged. I would come to church once in a while and felt like everybody's eyes were on me. Oh, look, Todd's with the family. Oh, who's that guy with Renee? Oh, it was an overwhelming feeling. For me, it grows a little deeper. I, in my younger years, dated another lady who father was a preacher. They brought me into the family, started inviting me to their church, started to do everything. As a young man, the power of a female overwhelms you at times. So I started going. I started being a pew warmer, just so I could be around her. Everything's going good. Everybody at church would talk to me. I was starting to go to the men's meeting. I was starting to do some things just to find favoritism with the family. There again, I was doing it for myself. But when it came time to have that relationship end, I tried to keep going, and I became an outsider all of a sudden because I no longer was dating the preacher's daughter. I was some stranger, I felt like. So put a little bit damper in my perspective. But there again, I was doing it for myself. I wasn't going to church for God. I was going to church for me. And that's another reason why I always told my family, I have to make the decision for me, not for somebody else. If you want me to go and I just go because you want me to go, I'm not there for the right thing. I'm not there for God. I'm there for you or for myself. My dad was a Mennonite preacher after he retired. We didn't grow up in the church. We didn't grow up with the fellowship of the church. My mother and father found Christ when I was in eighth grade through a life event, a major stroke my father had. He found Christ. He found God. He continued his journey. He became a preacher. He always invited me. There again, I wasn't giving my time to my family because I was selfish. Through that fellowship, I remember starting to do monthly dinners. I would go with Renee, even though I wasn't coming to church. I met Amber's husband through a fellowship dinner. Just, you know, they was there with us. I remember playing horseshoes in the backyard at Keith and Amy's house with Chuck and great-grandpa Boone, and just having a great time harassing each other on horseshoes. I remember the night that we had a pizza party, and Tyler's friend shows up to go to a country gig. He's an aspiring country artist, and the ladies here at church talked him into having an impromptu concert to warm up for his real concert. That's fellowship. That is fellowship. That is good nights. That is fun times. Last night we had fellowship at Brent and Angela's, and I was a little scared coming in this morning that I'd have 8 of them falling asleep on me. You know, because some of them, you know, a little later night than others. You know, I went home so I could get some rest, but I wake up this morning, it was like, what time everything wrapped up? It's like, told Bree, I said, you know, be ready for a two-hour sermon, you know. And she says, well, I'll probably just fall asleep. So, you know, but it was fellowship. It was a good night. We played games. We had fun. You know, that's just the fellowship. That's, you know, that just shows you the other side of people, you know. When we only get an hour, 2 hours at the church building, sometimes you don't get to know people like that. Fellowship beyond the church, reaching the lost. As believers, our fellowship isn't meant to stay only within the church walls. True Christian fellowship extends to those who don't know Jesus yet. Jesus himself spent time with sinners, not to join in their ways, but show them the way. Luke 19:10. For the Son of Man come to seek and to save the lost. When we build relationships with non-believers, our lives become a living testimony of Christ's love. Fellowship with non-Christians doesn't mean compromising our faith. It means reflecting Christ's hearts to them. Through kindness, humility, consistency, we introduce them to the one who changed us. Sometimes the greatest sermon a person will ever hear is not from behind this pulpit. It's from a friend who lives out their faith. When we walk in genuine fellowship with others, believers or not, the light of Christ shines through us, drawing people closer to him. Matthew 5:16. Let your light shine before others, that they see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. You know, it's nice yesterday, you know, looking out among the individuals here. Bree had a friend here. There's been other nights where I've seen Lila with a friend here. I've seen Ashlyn bring a friend. I've seen, you know, friends with some of the younger ones. We don't know one day when there's a situation like Annette's, where there's a decision made that they want to seek out God. Where are you going to go? You're going to go to something familiar. You're going to go to someone that you know that is following God's. You're going to use that as the comfort of having somebody come on that journey with you. Whether it's today, tomorrow, years from now, it took me 30 some years to walk through that door and to say that I was ready to be here. But you don't know when that door will open for anybody that you talk to on a daily basis. So for me, it's just reminding everyone that sometimes that little story becomes somebody's bigger story later on. It can open the door at times for any one of us, and you never know when that door will open. You know, the kids are going to get older. They're going to start making their own decisions. You know, Renee and myself have the pleasure, but also the daunting task that we have the older children of this generation in this church coming up first. So we get looked at, we get certain situations that happen to us first. And sometimes you're looked at, are they doing what they should be doing? And everyone is going to be doing things differently, but we still have the pleasure of having open communications with our children at home, even at 25 and 21. We just had a conversation a couple weeks ago. You know, and a lot of it is keeping that communications open with your children. Don't make it a wall. Don't cut them off. Allow them to make some mistakes, but also allow them to figure out their own path at times. And Tyler says, why did I come today? Why did I come today, Dad? I knew I got suckered into this. Thank you, son, for coming and listening. Whether or not you enjoy this or not, but, you know, at least you're here. Where was I? Okay. Let me get back to my story here. Sorry. As a new Christian, the greatest strength will come from your fellowship with God and your connection with His church. Fellowship with God will fill you. Fellowship with the church will support you. There again, we are the roots of everybody's lives here. We are the strength that you don't always see. We're underground at times, but we are here to support you. Together we will transform you. For where two or three gather in my name, there I am with them. Matthew 18:20. When we gather as believers, God is there among us, teaching, healing, encouraging, and uniting. So today, whether you've been in church your whole life or you're just beginning your walk with Christ, remember this: you are a part of God's family. You belong. You matter. And together, we will grow in fellowship with God and His church. So as you can see, for me, this is the body that I am bound with. God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit, everyone around who is in the faith, who's in the light, all these other people that someday, hopefully, will be part of our body in this church. We have a lot of young ones here that will be making decisions, all the way down to little Izzy. But we also have co-workers, friends, nieces, nephews, grandparents, sisters, wives, husbands, all kinds of people that we have a daily fellowship with. Someday, that fellowship might bring them to us here. Until that day, we'll enjoy our fellowship together here in this little church in Canton. Amen. So at this time, I'd like to close with a prayer. Everyone bow with me. Father, thank you for this gift of fellowship. Both you and your people strengthen every new believer here today. Help us draw near to you, to love one another deeply, to grow in unity as your church. Fill us with your Spirit. Guide us with your steps. Make us a light for those who need you. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Amen.